The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 615.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hey, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. We can hang out for a little while. How's your day going? You know, I've been meaning to tell you, thank you so much for subscribing. You know, that one little thing, just hitting that subscribe button, it makes such a huge difference. And I sure appreciate you for doing that. So, do you ever lack confidence about your products and services, or lack confidence in wondering if people want to work with you? We had somebody write in, and I'll actually just read it, just specifically. Here's exactly what she said. I don't feel confident that I can give people what they need, or that there will be people who want my services. And I think many of us have maybe felt a little insecure at one time or another. So I thought this would be a really good one to address on the show. So, you know, you probably have figured out by now that I really like to just think of things logically. Like for me, a lot of brain training is just like really looking at the situation logically. And so for this listener, or anybody who feels not confident about this, the first question I would ask you is, have you ever helped anyone with anything? You know, really, in the history of your life, have you ever helped anyone with anything for free, right? For free. Have you ever given anyone advice? Has anyone ever come to you for advice that you've been able to help them? Now, I ask this legitimately, because if you are expecting or wanting to make a business out of helping people and giving advice or coaching or offering expert opinion, and you've never, ever, ever, ever done it before, it's easy to see why you would not feel confident about this. But here's what I can tell you for sure, without a shadow of a doubt. If you have ever helped anyone with anything, if anybody has ever come to you for advice, or if you've ever given somebody advice for free, then you can also make money from that. If people take your advice or listen to your advice, even if they dismiss it, but they're looking for your opinion for free, there are a certain percentage of people who will pay for that, for sure. Most of marketing, most of running a business is a numbers game. You know, often on the show, you probably hear me talking about building a following. And this is why I have the celebrity formula and why I talk a lot about building a following rather than things like closing sales and things like that. Because I know if you're giving away your information for free and you're speaking your truth and you are offering advice and you are building a following, the numbers just work out. They have this old adage about the 80-20 rule that you will make 80% of your money on 20% of your following, or that at least 20% of your following will buy. And there's a principle for this. It's called Pareto's principle. You can look it up. But even if it's 10%, it makes no difference. If you think about it, if you are building a following and you have a bunch of people that you're giving advice for free, wouldn't it make sense that a certain percentage of those people are going to want more access, more advice, one-on-one service, the advice put into an organized fashion so that they can go through it in a more cohesive way? I mean, it just makes sense when you think about it that if you have ever given anybody any advice or any help of any kind ever, then you can make a living as an expert, for real. That's just the way it is. So then the second question I would ask you is, would you feel more confident if you were addressing a particular type of person? So I'll give you a personal example. I know for many years in the beginning of my business, I felt more comfortable giving advice to women or working with women. I had this story in my mind that men would not listen to women. And it was a story like everything is, like everything. Everything we do in our lives, it's all a story. And I had to bust myself on it at some point and train my brain around it and realize that there are entrepreneurs that come in all forms, and that was my judgment about men rather than the reality of what was actually happening. And so, of course, now we do have a big following in the male entrepreneurial category. There's nothing wrong with building your business in a particular niche to start out with. In fact, most experts would tell you that's actually really smart. It's really smart to hone in on one type of person that you're going to give advice. And so maybe you don't feel confident, let's just throw out some ideas, talking to older people. Or maybe you don't feel confident talking to men or talking to women. Whatever it is, it makes no difference. Just focus in on the people you feel comfortable talking with or feel more confident talking with. And in fact, make that part of your marketing plan and make it part of your niche, because it makes more sense when you niche down. It's easier for your client to find you. It's easier for your client to know that you're the person that can help them. So let me give you an example. I'm Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. But if my business was Positive Mindset for preteens, it would be easy to spot me. People would be like, okay, if you have a preteen who needs Positive Mindset help, go see Dana Wild. So whatever you're doing, if you hone in on a specific market, it's just going to be better for your business, and maybe it'll be better for your confidence. You know, before I get to my third point on this, a lot of confidence, I think, traditionally in the past, has come from just getting some experience and having some experience under your belt. And I know that there's a good portion of the planet that wants you to do things like force you to get out of your comfort zone and force you to do things that face your fear and do it anyway and all of that stuff. But I say, why do all that when you know that it's going to set you up emotionally to not be in a feel-good place, which means you're going to not show up as your best self, which means you're going to not get the best result, Why do that? Why do the things that are going to put you in a situation where you're not going to show up as your best self? And instead, why don't you just put your feet, both feet firmly planted in a situation where you feel more comfortable and you have more confidence? And do that thing that everybody knows works for confidence, which is get your feet wet and get a little experience, but do it in a feel-good, joyful place. Because joy and feeling good is really the only thing that builds your business. So there's no need to put yourself into a situation that doesn't feel that way. So then the third point I wanted to make is, and I know you know it, here's a mantra. Are you ready? Here is your new story and here is your mantra. And before you say, oh my gosh, Dana, every time, why do you always make me say a mantra or train my brain? And you know why? Because if you are not a proactive thinker in your own head, all of the action in the world is not going to make up for your messy mindset. You can go out and do all these strategies, but if you are not using the biggest asset you have, which is your brain, it's all for naught. We have these amazing computers and machines that we have at our disposal to build our businesses quickly and easily, and we don't even have to take extra time out of our day to use them. We just have to put the tiniest bit of focus into thinking the thoughts that we want, into thinking the thoughts that feel good, and everything else starts to shift. So really, if you want to be more confident, hello, what mantra, what things can you be thinking? Well, I would use this one. I'm starting to feel more confident. I'm starting to feel more confident. And if that even feels too extreme, then do this one. I'm starting to notice that I'm feeling more confident. I've just recently started noticing that I'm feeling more confident. I like the idea of feeling more confident. I'm starting to get there. I'm starting to feel more confident. I like that I'm noticing that I'm starting to feel more confident. I really like the idea of noticing that I'm starting to feel more confident. Like, you can stretch it out as far as you want to stretch it out. And you may laugh. If you're new to the sandbox and you're new to mantras, you may be like, oh, come on, is it that easy? And I'm telling you, it is that easy. You say it with me right now, and I dare you to say it for 60 seconds and not start to feel more confident. I'm starting to feel more confident. I'm starting to feel more like I can do this. I'm starting to feel better about this. I'm starting to feel confident. I like this idea of talking to people where I feel more confident. And yes, I have helped people in my past. And if I can help one person, I can help others. I like the idea that I can start in a place that feels good. And I am starting to feel more confident. It's fun to feel more confident. I'm open to feeling more confident. It's really nice. I like that confidence is simply just saying the word confident. Confident, feeling more confident. I am feeling more confident. I like feeling more confident. It's fun to feel more confident. I mean, I could go on and on and on, and I know you could too, and that's what you're going to do. That's how you're going to get there. I want to give you one more resource too that I think you'll find useful. If you go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com, yourmarketingsuperpower.com, there's a little quiz you can take there. And that quiz will give you some ideas about the best way you can use your natural gifts for marketing. You know, sometimes we don't feel confident because we're trying to force ourselves to do things that the whole peanut gallery is telling us we have to do. And if you take this little quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, it'll give you some ideas on things that you can do that might be a better fit for you for marketing your business, along with saying your mantra. Okay? Just saying. All right. So, hey, along with confidence, stay tuned for the next episode because we're going to be talking about consistency and head games. This person wrote in, she's got head games around consistency. It stops her from being consistent. Oh, yeah, we got a fix. We got a fix for consistency. If you want to be more consistent, you know that we can take care of that. And in the meantime, what are you going to do? Feel more and more confident. How are you going to do it? You're going to say, I'm feeling more and more confident. I'm starting to feel more confident. It's working. I love this mantra stuff, this mindset. It's the best. It's just the best ever.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?